Hi, I'm Bill Tufts here from Olds.
Bill, why was it important for you to speak today during this public forum?
Well, the amount of debt that was standing on the Olds O-Net, it was a major concern. $18 million was a significant amount of money. That was more than the annual property taxes for 2 years. So if they had been stuck, the town had been stuck with that $18 million, it would have pretty much put the town right into insolvency. There is no way that, even over 15, 20 years of trying to pay that off, they could have possibly done it without major cuts to services, without major tax increases. So quite happy to see that they're only left with maybe $3.5 million of that 18. They said $19 million today, so that seems like a good deal to get out from underneath that white elephant.
You bet. What did you take away other than that from today's presentations and the other speakers?
Yeah, and I think people need to get more involved with their community, government. Watch what's happening at Town Hall and pay attention. A lot of people don't realize that the town government is the most significant impact on our lives. They're the ones that we get touched with every day to day, and it's important to make sure we know what's happening, come out and support what's happening, and speak out when things aren't happening. There's a group in town that's called Voices of Olds, that's part of a provincial network called Voices of Alberta, that is gathering people together who are concerned and looking at the issues that we need to be aware of and pay attention to those.
Are you a current O-Net customer?
I am not, but everybody seemed to be fairly happy with the service, and I don't think there'll be much changes in the amount of service. It's pretty much just a commodity that a few oligopoly companies in Canada provide, the big ones.
You bet. And last one, just, what are your thoughts on TELUS buying an entity like O-Net from this community?
Yes, I think it's got some challenges with it. Canadians, I believe, have some of the highest telecommunication costs in the world, and a lot of it's because of the protection that these large corporations have from regulations and their ability to extract high levels of compensation and fees for the services that they provide. I would like to see them split up into more national-based smaller organizations to provide some competitiveness into the market, and that's my only concern with them, is that they just seem to be part of the oligopoly services that the average person's paying, and starting to get pretty strained and stressed under the amount of costs that they're having to pay today.